Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing No Contact Needs This. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing No Contact Needs This. So I'm referencing here the No Contact Rule, and this is something that people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of the no contact rule. So right now in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking you through one of the main elements of my version of the no contact rule, and that is having a stable mindset. No contact needs a stable mindset. When you've been dumped, you will be feeling a combination of grief and drug withdrawal, and when these things combine, you are likely to be feeling all over the place in your mind, okay? You're not going to be thinking straight, and you are likely to make rash decisions, which are often not the best choices. So you really need to try to take a step back and try to compose yourself and have a stable mindset before you make decisions. Because if you don't, you are likely to make things worse. Okay, if you just act on impulse, you are likely to create more problems for you, whether you want to get your ex back or not. You know, the reality of the situation is that when you're not thinking straight, you are likely to make even more mistakes than if you would ordinarily. Okay, so if you don't want your ex back and you want to move forward with your life without them, then you still need a stable mindset, because you don't want to be making yourself look silly by going over the top, being overly emotional and saying things you might regret. If you want to try to get your ex back, then it's possibly even more important to have a stable mindset, because of course, if you do the things I've just suggested that you might do, then you stand no chance of hearing from your ex again. When we've been dumped, we can feel very low value and we are feeling rejected. So the natural reaction is to try to reason with somebody at best, and at worst, shout back, cause arguments and get overly emotional. So however you look at this, it's not going to help. You know, you need to respect your ex's decision, even though you really don't want it to happen, even though you really want anything else in the world than for you to break up. You need to respect their decision, you need to accept their decision, and you need to say to your ex, if you'd ever like to talk again, then please get in touch. Because if you start making rash decisions, if you start shouting, if you get overly emotional, if you start begging or pleading, if you do any of these things, then you are going to look even lower value than your ex already sees you. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, you've said have a stable mindset, but what am I to do when I feel anything but stable? And that is a great question, because you know, the whole point of when you're not feeling stable-minded is that you don't have the control that I'm suggesting that you need to stand a great chance of success in however you want to proceed with your life. You know, I'm saying you need a stable mindset, but the problem is when you're feeling unstable, you're not thinking rationally. So how can you do this? Well, all you can do is try to start having a automatic response to difficult situations. So you need to just be rehearsing in your mind what you would do in difficult situations, so that if you ever go through one again, if you have another breakup, for instance, or a different type of situation, you know, there are various other life situations where you need to keep a stable mindset. You just need to realize that if you're in a position where you are feeling like you're about to lose control, whether you're going to get overly emotional, overly angry, overly frustrated, whether you're going to sound needy and desperate or angry and just trying to project all of your negativity on somebody or something, you need to try to remember to step back from the situation, okay? Because less is more. It is much better for you to say nothing than to say something, okay? Because you are likely to say the wrong thing. And that is one of my main elements from the no contact rule, because you need to make sure that you let your ex come to you. You will give yourself every reason under the sun as for why you should be reaching out to your ex. You will invent reasons. You will think of reasons which any person with a rational mindset would say, look, this is ridiculous. You do not need to contact your ex, okay, for that reason. But when you're in it, you don't see it, okay? I fully appreciate what you're going through. I've been there. So have millions of others. And in the future, more millions will as well. When you're in a situation, you don't see clearly. So I'm trying to tell you, now, listen to me. You need to make sure that if you're put in a position where you feel unstable, just take a step back. Don't say anything. Don't send a message. If you're next to somebody, you know, don't verbally say anything. Just walk off if you have to, okay? That is better than saying something that you might regret. That is better than becoming overly emotional and creating a scene, so to speak. Maybe you're out in public and all of a sudden you start to kind of have a breakdown in front of everybody. That is not going to help your cause of trying to get your ex back. And even if you don't want your ex back, that is not going to help your cause through recovery, because then you will no doubt start to feel embarrassed about the way you've behaved, and that is going to slow down your recovery. So you can get to wherever you want to be, whether you want to try to get your ex back, which initially means you want to hear from them again, or if you want to move forward with your life without them, you need to make sure that you keep the stable mindset so that you can behave in an appropriate way where you maintain your self-respect, okay? And that generally means keep quiet, think about things, take a step back, breathe, okay? Take time out from the situation. And if you're using my version of no contact rule, remember that there are very few true exceptions. I've mentioned the exceptions in other podcasts, and there are very few exceptions. I don't like to say them too often because, you know, they're so rare that really, I don't want to be encouraging you to think that they're there, really, okay? There are a few exceptions, but for most of you, you will not be necessarily needing them, okay? So I'm not going to mention them today. I have done podcasts on them before, and I probably will in the future. But 99% of you, you do not have that excuse, okay? If you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first, okay? And you can only really achieve this if you feel stable in your mind. So make sure you breathe, make sure you take a step back, make sure you really compose yourself. It's fine to talk with friends and family, okay? That's very important. I encourage that. Talk with friends and family. Talk with a counsellor if necessary, or a doctor. Make sure you speak to people who are not going to impact your connection with your ex, okay? I don't suggest you get all emotional with your ex's best friend, because that is going to be just as bad as getting all emotional with your ex. You see what I mean? You need to make sure you're speaking to people that you can trust, and it's just between you and them, Okay, make sure you release your emotion that way. Keep your stable mindset in public and in front of your ex, and just keep your composure. And if you do these things, you will find no contact is a lot more manageable because you've managed to release your emotion in a safe way, so to speak, and you haven't felt like, oh my gosh, I've embarrassed myself, now I'm back to square one. Because again, I've been there, millions of you probably have as well. If you have got overly emotional in front of your ex, if you've said something in the heat of the moment and now you regret it, you feel like you're further back than you was at the initial time of a breakup. So it's important, keep a stable mindset and you stand a better chance of one day hearing from your ex again. And if you don't even want to hear from your ex again, you stand a quicker opportunity of feeling fully recovered because you won't feel that embarrassment, which generally follows acting in an inappropriate, overly emotional and irrational way.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.